DW.
As extreme weather events are becoming more and more frequent, we need to boost our defenses against floods and other catastrophes. How we can become more resilient was the topic of the Resilient Cities Conference that recently took place here in Bonn, Germany. One great example for dealing with flash floods are so-called sponge cities, cities designed to passively absorb, clean, and use rainfall. The coastal city of Zhuhai in China's south, which was battling floods just in May, is one of 30 model cities in China that has been tasked with presenting best practice solutions. I talked to Nian Shi, a professor and director at Tsinghua Innovation Center in Zhuhai. I started by asking him how Zhuhai is combating these floods and how they're trying to prevent them in the future.
There are, you know, many types of solutions, but basically it's going to be two types. Okay, one is called grid solutions, using the concrete pipe, huge pump, the gate or the deep tunnels to solve those flooding issues. Another is called the green solutions, which is more natural-based solutions. And so we did the cost-benefit analysis. So we find out the integrations of those two solutions are the best for the Zhuhai. For example, in the airport, so we find that the flooding is for very intensive short storm. Actually, our model shows, you know, in such heavy stream, you'll have really huge pipes to collect those water to prevent the road be flooded. However, if we using the green solutions, we call the low impact development, or the LID in the United States, which is really to control the rain from the source. And it's a distributed solution using, you know, the possible landscape of the green space as the detentions to infiltrate the rainwater. So that's going to tremendously delay those peaks.
That's part of the sponge city approach, right? You showed us a photo where there was, it looked like a green park. And then you showed us a photo where there was just torrential rains and water was just standing maybe 10, 20 centimeters. And then these 10 to 20 centimeters disappeared within 5 hours. How does this work?
We call the detention pond, but it's to the public, they did not recognize that as a detention park. That detention park is for temporary storage. However, during the dry season, it's a recreational park. So people using that for, you know, everything like, you know, soccer or badminton, or they have the kite, everything they can do. And also even they can do the barbecue over there. Okay, they did not realize in the extreme weather event, it become a detention facilities. And when we design this detention facilities, we using very infiltrated soil. Okay, so there are many, many preferential pipes underneath of that growing media. It's highly porous. So that's why the water can go very quickly through those medias and to drain out to the municipal drainage pipes.
We're sitting outside and there's lots of green around us too. So if that were Zhuhai right now, there would be pipes underneath the grass?
Yes, it's going. Well, actually, there are two things different, okay? So the regular lawns, just the native soils. But in that park, we using amended soil, which have a higher infiltration capacity. And also we have the preferential pipe. You know, the preferential pipe, which means have the holes in the pipe so they can collect the water from the soil and then drain out. Yes, there are so many of those pipes underneath of the green space, which is making, you know, the infiltration very quick. Another benefit is those, you know, the growing media can purify the water before they discharge to the receiving water.
So you mean the pipes basically have holes at the top so that they can take up the water that's going through the soil?
Correct.
But the pipes then just lead the water out into a treatment facility?
not treatment facility, just receiving water or the municipal drainage systems, because the soil itself is going to treat the runoffs.
And then there was something else you showed us. It looked kind of like a recreational wetland. And you said, no one actually knows, this is our treatment plant. What's going on there?
Okay, yes, that's what we call the stormwater treatment wetland. We covered about 4 square kilometer area to collect all the rainwater to this wetland for the purifications. So we have the sedimentation basin, which is settle all those we call the suspended solids. And then we have the infiltration basin, which really remove those pollutant like phosphorus nutrients. And then we have, you know, some ecological zone, which have a different species for the biodiversity. So it's really a treatment trend and to purify the water until finally discharged to the river.
Nian Shi speaking to me here on DW's Water in Progress about how the Chinese coastal city of Zhuhai is combating floods. Zhuhai is one of China's 30 pilot sponge cities. After a short break, we'll talk about what's next for Zhuhai and China. Just in May, Zhuhai was hit by a storm surge, flooding the city's streets and even the airport. That means there needs to be done even more to make the city resilient. What are further plans for the city?
The further plan is, you know, we're trying to use in we call the blue street to really direct the water to the ocean, because Zhuhai is very close to the oceans, and also it's a hilled city, so the natural slope can really convince the water to the ocean very quickly. And so we don't need to build all those underground detention facilities or the big pipes. And this is what we learned from Copenhagen. They call the Blue Street. And just using the street topography as a natural channel during the extreme storm event to convince the water. And so that's the concept we're trying to apply to Zhuhai. And also along the shorelines, we are going to build the life shorelines, which is really just ecologically makes sense, because Zhuhai is a landfill city, and actually the landfill a lot, you know, coastlines in the past 40 years, but now they got to stop it and trying to restore some ecosystems of the shoreline they destroyed before. So the life shoreline, number one, will prevent the wave surge because they disperse the energy. So to make the wave less harmful for the cities, we're using the life shoreline to replace the concrete seawalls. So the benefit is obvious. We can prevent the wave surge, and also we created the biodiversity, is the different, you know, animals living in this area.
Is it really difficult to convince the local government to give you spaces and not build anything on top of that, to like have these free open spaces exactly for these parks?
Usually we do not talk to the developers to use in their land. However, by the city's construction code, they have to leave some open space. So we convert those open space to the stormwater treatment facilities. So that's going to be a lot easier compared talking to the developers. Okay, so even those green space belong to the developers, we can just say, you know, we can use this, you know, as a multifunctional open space. So it's a win-win situation.
Would you say that in the last few years that China has discovered that the environment is very important and actually now is pouring a lot of money into funding pilot projects like that?
Well, actually China in the past 10 years already changed the directions of their development. So the environment and the ecology right now it's really their concern. They want to retrofit, you know, the territory, the waters, you know, the sewer lines, and they want to build a more livable cities in China to make people healthier, happier. So I think it's a 4 years ago, I think that's really a turning point. The Spongy City is really a trigger for China.
That was Nian Shi talking to me during the Resilient Cities Conference in Bonn, organized by ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. DW.